Good morning. This is Moz with the Daily Inspiration for the 25th day of this month. God bless you as you listen to the Word of God. Thank you for calling, and I'd just like to give you my phone number just in case you'd like to get a hold of me, just in case you have some questions. So feel free to give me a call. It's 717-656-9576. And I'd like to continue with Psalm 5 here. And let's see, where did we leave off yesterday? Well, let's start in verse 4 of Psalm 5. And again, I'd like to remind you that these psalms have been, this psalm has been written by, or assumed to have been written by David. And God says of David that he was a man after his own heart. So let's consider what David, the man of God, the man after God's own heart. And yes, I know that David, you know, had a time in his life where he made a big mistake and it did fall. But you know what he did? He acknowledged it. When he was faced with his sin, he said, "Yes, I have sinned." And he acknowledged it, he confessed it, and he repented. He repented in a major way, and God forgave him. And that's exactly the way it is if we confess our faults one to another. If we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. And, you know, that's really what it's all about. It's repent. It's repent. It's confess and repent of your sin. Turn away from it and abhor it. Look at it as a very bad thing. And then God will forgive. God will forgive. God will not turn us away if we come in repentance. And I don't think there's any sin that is so big that God cannot forgive it if we come and in repentance and a change of heart, willing to change and willing to make a commitment with God. You know, God will hear that. And yes, some people think, well, they've committed the unpardonable sin. I believe that the unpardonable sin is simply not coming to God, not turning to God and allowing God to cleanse us. That's the unpardonable sin. We cannot, God cannot cleanse us. God cannot forgive us if we don't confess, if we don't repent. So, again, if you would just consider, the unpardonable sin is our unwillingness to come to God. I believe that's what it is. So, okay, starting in verse 5, the boastful shall not stand in your sight. Verse 5 of chapter 5 of Psalm 5. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. You shall destroy those.
Yeah.
The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful men. Sorry, I read it. I was starting to read that line twice. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. I will come in your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, because of mine enemies. Make your way straight before my face. You know, David is seeing his own, he's seeing himself. And he is just pleading for God to make him a man of God, make him a, in fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. You know, he's making a commitment to God here. And then he's asking God to lead him in his righteousness. And he's asking God to make it plain to him, lay out the path for him so that he might walk in it. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. And he's talking about the mouth of the enemy. There's no faithfulness to God in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in a multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. Oh, may that not be said of us. May that not be our lot, that we have rebelled against God. And if we refuse to come to God, and if we refuse to confess our sins and come to God, you know, then we are rebelling against God. So let us be faithful. Let us be come and confess our sin and our faults one to another and to God, and allow God, ask God to cleanse us and to purify us and to make us a new man. God wants to make a new man out of you, a new person. And when the Bible talks about man, it doesn't just talk about the male person. It's talking about, many times the Bible puts man, uses man for a person, people, and not just a certain gender. It talks about, if you're a lady, and God talks about a man, consider that God is talking to you. You know, he's not just talking to husbands or male people. He is talking to people in general. And so let's consider that, and I think, you know, even when we talk about being sons of God, okay, I believe that in heaven there'll be, I don't know if I can totally substantiate this from the Bible, but, you know, I don't think there'll be any distinction of male and female in heaven, but that we will all be called the sons of God. So when it talks about the Son of God, the sons of God, and being children of God, a child of God, let's consider, if you're a lady, consider that it is speaking about you, not only about men in general, but it's speaking, I mean, not only about men precisely, but it is speaking about mankind, and it's speaking about men and women who love God. And so, but let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also love your name. Yesterday we talked a little bit about emotion. And, you know, it talks about David is saying, hey, if you're joyful, then let it be known. Let them ever shout for joy. You know, if you are trusting the Lord and if God has blessed you, let it be heard. At one place, at another place, it talks about let all them that let them that fear the Lord say so. You know, it's if we love God, it should be coming out of our mouths. Love and praise and thanksgiving should be coming out of our mouth if we truly love God. That should be our language. That should be what people hear. If we truly love God, then it will overflow, and our mouth will be full of blessing and love for our Lord Jesus. We will give praise. We will give honor to our Heavenly Father. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. Yeah, it's speaking about being joyful. It's not speaking about, you know, going to a place where other people are joyful and trying to catch the spirit. It's talking about the joy that is coming from within your very depth of your soul, and you're expressing it. You're expressing it by worshiping the Lord Jesus, by praising him, and by giving him glory. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. So, yes, God loves you, and God cares about you, and God wants to hear from you. So be faithful and look to the Lord Jesus today, and let him take you higher, take you deeper, take you forward, move you forward, and let your joy be known. And let those around of you know that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and that you have made a commitment to him. And if you have not yet made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, I would urge you to do so even today, that you would tell the Lord Jesus, that you would tell God that you want to serve him all the days of your life. And you are going to, what did Zacchaeus do? I don't want to go into a long discussion about Zacchaeus, but, we could. Because when Zacchaeus got born again, when Jesus came and he had lunch with Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus said, I will repay those that I have wronged. I will give them fourfold. And, there was repentance there when Zacchaeus came to Jesus. When Zacchaeus met Jesus, there was repentance. And so we have to do the same. If we want to come to Jesus, we must come in complete surrender and give him all. It says that we must surrender all. Can't quite quote the verse that I wanted there in Matthew, but it says, maybe I'll just have to leave it. Maybe I can find it for tomorrow. Anyway, God bless you, and may you walk with God today, and may you speak with God. May you worship him today, and may God say of you that this person is a man after mine own heart. Remember what I said about man and woman? That this person is a man after mine own heart. God bless you, and may God's grace be upon you today. Our Heavenly Father, we just pray your blessings upon the listeners this morning, dear God, that your name would be exalted and glorified. And I commit this little study into your hand and trust that someone will be blessed through it today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Okay, look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow morning. Have a great and wonderful day.